Good day and welcome back to Let's Talk. Today we're going to do things a little differently. As you could see, it's video. You could see me. You could actually see who's speaking. And today I'm flying solo. So let's see how that works out. In this episode of Let's Talk, we're going to start a new series talking about living with pain. That's the title of the new series, Living with Pain. And to speak a little more about it, we need to hop into scripture. We're going to look at 2 Kings chapter 4. I'll read for you verses 1 through 7, give a little of the backstory, and then we'll get into our episode for today. 2 Kings 4, verse 1 reads, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me. What hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." Now here we find the story opening with a woman crying to Elisha, not just any woman, but she was a wife of the sons of the prophets. Now you may be wondering, what on earth is the sons of the prophets? The sons of the prophets refer to groups of students or disciples who were taught by prophets in Old Testament time. They were usually young men who were trained in the ways of God and learned the principles of prophecy and spiritual leadership. The term is first mentioned in 1 Kings 20, verse 35, when one of the sons of the prophets was asked to deliver a message from God to King Ahab. That verse reads, 1 Kings 20, 35, "And a certain man of the sons of the prophets said unto his neighbor, In the word of the Lord, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him." The most well-known group of sons of the prophets was the school of prophets established by Samuel in Ramah. This is evidenced in 1 Samuel 19, verse 20, which reads, "And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied." Now these students were trained to be prophets and were sent out to various parts of Israel to serve as spiritual leaders. Other groups of sons of the prophets are mentioned throughout the Old Testament, including 2 Kings 2, verses 3 through 5, and chapter 4, verses 38 through 41. We won't read them now, but you could read them in your spare time. So now we know who the sons of the prophets were. Now you may ask, what was this woman crying about? Her husband is now dead, as she mentioned. And the creditor came to take her two sons to be bond slaves to pay off the debt. So let's stop for a moment to imagine what could have been going through her mind now that her husband was there. First of all, when it comes to pain, I believe she was suffering emotional pain. The pain of missing her husband. You can imagine they may have been married for many years, living together, having plans together, growing together, starting a family and growing a family together. And now, all of a sudden, he's no longer there. So I'm sure that she would have had emotional pain, that pain of just missing that husband of hers. Beyond emotional pain, I believe she may have suffered from spiritual pain. And you may wonder, what on earth is spiritual pain? Bear in mind, her husband was the servant of God. So his job was to prepare and to practice as a spiritual leader, getting better and better in serving God or carrying out God's work as a prophet. He is now dead and she's in trouble. She may be saying, God, my husband served you well. You know how he was and how he changed towards getting better and better in serving you. God, you know how he cared for you, for your work. He cared for others as well. Now he is no longer here and we are left with this burden of death. She may have had a fight within her spiritually, asking God so many questions for which she may not have gotten answered. Why? Why now? Couldn't it have been different? God, could you not have taken care of this death? Couldn't you have allowed him to live a little longer? All these questions may have been bouncing around the spirit. Besides emotional pain and spiritual pain, I believe she would have been suffering from maternal anguish. We know that her husband was now dead. Besides her husband being gone, taken away from her through death, now the threat of her sons also being taken away from her as bond slaves was looming. And as a mother, she must have been suffering the anguish, the thought of her sons being taken away even at this time. So she would have suffered emotional pain. She should have suffered spiritual pain. I believe she also suffered maternal anguish. And the fourth pain she dealt with, I believe, was physical pain. Imagine missing your husband, missing that loved one. They are now taken away. Suffering spiritual pain. Having maternal anguish being a part of your day-to-day. I'm sure she must have had physical pain as well. Tension headaches, sleepless nights, upset stomach, the works. She must have been suffering physical pain as well. So besides emotional pain, spiritual pain, maternal anguish, physical pain, it is clear from the passage that she suffered financial pain as well. Financial pain, what's that? She owed more than she could pay. Way more. Now, if you were to look at these five types of pain, I'm sure that you too suffer from at least one of them. If not now, sometime in the past. And for some of you, maybe even more than one. Now, we saw five possible pain points for this lady. And the question pops in my mind. I don't know if it pops in your mind, but in my mind, I would ask, what do you do when you're about to lose it all? The first thing I would suggest that we do, just like what this woman did, we need to seek for an answer. We need to search for a turnaround. How did she seek for an answer? She cried out to Elisha. 2 Kings 4:1 says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha." She cried out for help. Some of us are absolutely not good at asking for help. Don't ask me how I know. We often try to solve everything on our own without the help of others, and many times it doesn't go well. And at times when it does go well, it could have gone better if we had the help of someone else. So when we're about to lose it all, whether it is financial or any other way, we need to seek for an answer. We need to search for a turnaround. We need to cry out to someone that could help us for help. We're not going to go much further. We're not going to go any further today because our time is now up. But I'll just give you a little sneak peek on where we'll start next week. Next week, the second point in what to do when you're about to lose it all is to submit to a teacher. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for being a part. If you like this episode, give us a thumbs up, share it, let others know so they could be blessed and they could receive value if you have received value as well. And thank you very much for tuning into Let's Talk.